Alex, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jess.
Now, what are some of the biggest myths out there about alcohol consumption that have been disproven recently?
So I think a lot of people, myself included, would appreciate a fail-safe way to relieve hangover symptoms, particularly as we head into the Christmas period.
Yes.
However, hangover myths cures are generally a myth. So whilst there have been a lot of studies on alcohol intoxication, there have been very few on hangovers themselves and even less of those in humans. And one reason because of that is because of ethical concerns to do with giving, as you can imagine, large quantities of alcohol.
Yeah.
So one common strategy that is often mentioned is hair of the dog, which is essentially drinking during a hangover to relieve your symptoms. And so that's shortened from the phrase hair of a dog that bit you and comes from the idea that sometimes the cause of an ailment can also be its cure,
Okay. Which
unfortunately is not the case, as you may simply just be delaying the appearance of symptoms.
You're just keeping yourself drunk, really.
Yes. So people start to experience a hangover as their blood alcohol concentration returns to zero. So drinking during a hangover essentially means your blood alcohol levels will rise and essentially just delay your symptoms.
Now, speaking of those blood alcohol levels rising, what changes occur in our bodies when alcohol enters our bloodstream? What are we experiencing?
So the exact physiological factors that cause hangovers are not entirely clear, unfortunately. But what we do know is that there are various factors that can contribute. So because alcohol is diuretic, meaning it makes you urinate more often, that can lead to feelings of dehydration, which is one of the most frequently reported symptoms of a hangover, and that can lead to thirst, weakness and lightheadedness.
Mm.
But if the only liquid you consume is alcoholic, as you can imagine, you'll become dehydrated, especially in the warmer climates like we have here in Australia.
Especially recently with this warm weather.
Absolutely. And among other things, alcohol also makes your blood vessels expand, which can lead to headaches, as well as irritating the lining of your stomach by increasing the production of stomach acid, which can lead to those feelings of nausea, which a lot of us have had.
And then that nice chucky chunder that we we get
Absolutely.
The morning after as well. Now, everyone experiences the effects of alcohol a little bit differently. I tend to talk a lot and jump up on tables, apparently. What makes some people better at holding their alcohol than others? Is there anything physiologically that does make us better at drinking than other people?
Yeah, that's a really great question, Jess. Not everyone experiences hangovers after drinking, as that will depend on how your body processes alcohol. So your age and gender, for example, can influence how you're affected. Generally speaking, females are less tolerant, and whether that's to do or related to lower body mass index is unclear. It may also be that women's bodies have a higher ratio of fatty tissue to lean muscle, so will absorb alcohol more quickly compared to men. And alcohol metabolism also changes with age, so older people can be more sensitive to the toxic effects, because as we age, our metabolism slows, so it can just take a little longer for the body to eliminate alcohol from our blood.
Alex, that makes so much sense. I have so much fatty tissue. That is why.
Well, it may be the case. But there also may be the influence of responsibilities. So, for example, with those with children or young children may not have the opportunity to sleep in. So may feel that their hangover is worse, for example.
No. If you have a three-year-old that insists on getting up at 6 a.m., then you're going to get up at 6 a.m., absolutely. Alex, do you think there's any, I don't know, my sister, she's 18, right? And she thinks that she's actually 19. She thinks that she can conquer the world. She never gets a hangover. Rah, 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 rah. Do you think there's any truth to the rumour that mixing drinks makes hangovers kind of worse? I'm so curious to know.
Yeah, so that is another widely held belief around the mixing and order of drinks. So the sayings that people may have heard are grape and grain never the twain, and beer before wine fine. So that myth that hangovers are worse when mixing drinks has been disproven. So recent research from Cambridge University found that the order of drinks does not influence the extent of a hangover, and that it may be simply the case of more alcohol being consumed. So if people are questioning whether it was the fact that they had their margarita before their beer and their shots, it may be that the hangover is just due down to a large amount of alcohol being consumed.
Due to the fact that you had a margarita and then a beer and then some shots.
And then some shots,
it doesn't matter what order you did that. That's a lot of grog to take into your body. Now, before I let you go, Alex, because we are running out of time, what do you think our listeners can do while drinking that will actually work to lessen the effects of a hangover or lessen the chance of getting a hangover? Is there anything, is there a silver bullet that they can try?
So I would love to be able to say that there is a magic formula. Sticking to the guidelines, so no more than 2 standard drinks for healthy adults and no more than 4 on a single drinking occasion. So pacing yourself, staying hydrated. There can be non-steroidal anti-inflammatories such as ibuprofen can help to alleviate headaches, but obviously I'm not a medical doctor, so and they can exacerbate some other conditions. And then just drinking slowly, eating before or whilst you are drinking, and also setting limits. And perhaps a mocktail is the answer.
Maybe a mocktail is the answer. I like a cheeky mocktail. A friend of mine thinks that if you drink a bottle of Powerade before you go to bed after a long night out drinking, it'll work wonders. But I think that
that does feed into the dehydration.
Which I'm like, I mean, listening to you speak, Alex, I think she's onto something, but I don't know if that's enough. Maybe the shots after her margaritas could have been swapped out for a mocktail instead. Some really useful stuff there, Alex, especially going into the festive season. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.